Hey everybody, this is Brian. Before we start off this episode, we wanted to send a thank you to Sheila Jones. She's the person who tipped us off about what Martina McBride and her organization, Team Music is Love, are doing. She's also a part of that organization, so you'll hear from Sheila in this episode. Remember, folks, at Crazy Good Turns, we get many of the stories we tell directly from you, our listeners. If you know of a person or an organization we should feature on the show, tell us about them by emailing us at hello@crazygoodturns.org. As always, thanks for listening. And hey, if you work for a nonprofit organization or know someone who does, you should check out the TIAA Difference Maker 100. The financial services firm TIAA is celebrating its 100th anniversary by recognizing 100 people who work for nonprofit organizations and are having a positive impact on the world with $10,000 to support the nonprofit organization through which they are making a difference. That's $1 million in donations to help difference makers like you keep up the good work. In fact, you or someone you know could receive one of those $10,000 awards. The program is accepting applications from now until June 12th. If you're part of a nonprofit organization, you could be entered for your chance to win by sharing your story at TIAADifferencemaker100.com. You can also recommend a friend, and they'll receive a chance to apply. Crazy Good Turns congratulates TIAA on 100 years of helping those who do good do well, and encourages difference makers everywhere to share their stories at TIAADifferencemaker100.com.
It just moved me to want to do something to make a difference. And I just thought to myself, well, what can I do? What can I do? Like, we have to do something. This cannot just keep going the way it is.
You're listening to country music singer Martina McBride. She's known for songs like Independence Day and This One's for the Girls. But to fans on her tour stops, she's known for something else: good deeds and giving back to the community.
So it was 45,000 pounds of food. This 18-wheeler truck pulls into the middle of town in Poplar Bluff, Missouri on the morning of the show. And out come the forklifts, and we just started unloading pallets of bananas, oranges, potatoes, packaged meals, canned food.
This is Sheila Jones. She's the director of Martina's charity initiative, Team Music is Love. It's a group that makes sure Martina's tours involve more than just shows.
Everybody wants to be loved by somebody.
Well, we go out on tour with her and we look for good causes in the towns that she's performing in. And we look to see who we can help. Sometimes we go to women's shelters, sometimes food banks. We'll sponsor mass food drops in the towns that Martina's performing in. Just all various kind of things that we can find to do to help people out on tour.
So when Martina's Love Unleashed tour rolled into Poplar Bluff, Missouri in October of 2016, it didn't come alone. More than 60 of Martina's fans set to work distributing food to people in need in a city that's seen multiple factory closings and lost hundreds of jobs in recent years.
So if you can imagine the scene, we had tables and tables and pallets of food. It's like one big community table. And I had recruited Martina's fans to be the hands that would help distribute this food. We were serving grandparents and elderly people, people who were in wheelchairs, people who were disabled, people who had lost their jobs, from all walks of life.
Today everything is sunny side up. I'm hanging on to happy and pushing my luck.
Middle of all this, there's a thunderstorm. So now we're all out, we're drenched in rain, there's thunder and lightning, and the volunteers and the food recipients, nobody checks up. It's like one big party. There were so many smiles and hugs and love that day. But Martina had a surprise for us. That afternoon, she came and brought me a stack. Actually, it wasn't just a stack. It was stacks and stacks of concert tickets for the show that night. And I went back and gave concert tickets to every family that received food. I went around the town, got those families, and we brought them to the show that night.
Scenes like this may sound incredible, but they aren't unusual on Martina's tours. In fact, they play out regularly every month that the country music singer spends on the road. But what's even more amazing is how all of this got started in the first place. This is Crazy Good Turns. We tell inspiring stories about people who do amazing things for others. I'm your host, Brian Sabin. Sheila Jones has spent the last 7 years working for Martina, but her connection with the singer and her music began long before the two ever met in person.
The inkling of the idea for it really came from my childhood. My story starts growing up in Alabama. I also lived in a home with domestic violence. I'm an only child, and it was basically me and my mom with my dad. It was the three of us. And I always tell people that as a child growing up in a home with domestic violence, it was kind of like being a prisoner of war.
She walks to school with a lunch she packed. Nobody knows what she's holding back. Wearing the same dress she wore.
You're like a prisoner of war between your parents. It's a war where there's no winners. There's never going to be a winner in that kind of situation. There's a lot of suffering.
Sheila says abuse was common. She often saw her mother battered and bruised. The situation seemed to grow worse with each passing year. By the time she reached her senior year of high school, Sheila says she legitimately feared for her life.
It was Christmas of 1989. I was halfway through my senior year, and I woke up in the middle of the night to hear a scuffle going on in my house. And this was something that was not new to me, but this was very alarming and scary in the middle of the night. I walked into the kitchen to find my father holding a knife to my mother's throat. It scared me to death. It finally, I guess, kind of put the idea in my mind that we were going to have to leave. I was going to have to leave. I felt like my very survival depended on me getting out of this household.
Sheila packed a bag. She made a phone call to a friend, someone who knew about what was going on. Later that night, she went to make her escape, but her mother heard what she was doing.
And she woke up my father. And you kind of have to understand about my mother, a lot of times women in domestic violence situations, they become so accustomed to that life and the violence themselves that they don't even realize anymore the danger, the degree of danger that they're in and that their child may be in. When she woke up my father to tell him that I had packed a bag and that I was going to be leaving, he did something that he had never done before. He went and got his handgun out of his dresser drawer and began loading it. I started running. I hit the front door of the house. I leapt off the porch, and I could hear my dad. And I knew that this was very real, that I was probably going to lose my life.
The family lived in a rural area. Her nearest neighbor was down the road, separated by long fields and pastures. Sheila says it was early morning. The sun was coming up, and her father was not far behind.
My dad's running after me. I'm running across the fields, across their driveways, and trying to get to the neighbor's house. There was a patch of trees just on the other side. And I remember seeing that thicket of trees and thinking, if I can just get there, maybe I can still get to a neighbor's house for help. And as I'm running across the field, going to the trees, I've got my back turned to my father. I hear gunfire. And I just fell on the ground. You know, just instinctively, I fell, just flung myself down on the ground, and I hear another gunshot. And then, unbelievably, I hear someone calling my name from that patch of trees in the woods that I was running towards. Someone calling my name again and again and telling me to get up and run.
The woman in the woods was Joyce Rupert. She was a friend of a friend, someone who knew about Sheila's situation secondhand. After Sheila had made that phone call to her friend, the friend had called Joyce.
Well, it was Joyce who loaded her own handgun and drove 15 miles from her home to my home, having, I think she'd only met me once before. So virtually, she was driving out to someone's house for someone that she didn't know hardly at all, to a house that she'd never been to, in the middle of a situation that was not hers, that did not involve her, and she was coming to my rescue. All that she knew is she was coming to rescue a young girl who made a phone call in the middle of the night that she needed help.
It was Joyce there in the tree line, firing her gun into the air to scare Sheila's dad away. It worked. He turned and ran toward his home. The moment marked the beginning of a new chapter in Sheila's life.
Here's the rest of the story, and here's where Martina comes in. Joyce brought me to live with her at her house that day. And remember, I was only halfway through my senior year in high school. She, not only that day, was doing something very risky and risking her own life. Basically, she was making a commitment to take on somebody else's child for months or years after that. She was basically going to adopt me. So she brought me to her home. That was the very first day that I came to live with her.
For the first time in as long as she could remember, maybe the first time ever, Sheila felt safe. Sheila says that she lived with Joyce throughout the rest of high school. She earned a scholarship to Faulkner University in Montgomery, Alabama. And she went back to Joyce's house whenever school was not in session.
2 years later, I was in the middle of my college career. I was living in Joyce's basement. She came home one day with a cassette tape from a brand new country music singer that she really liked. It was Martina McBride's debut album called The Time Has Come. And I always thought that was prophetic back then, The Time Has Come, because the time had come for me, you know, during that time period in my life to escape that situation that I was in.
Sheila and Joyce listened to the album a lot the rest of that year. It became one of their favorite records. But 2 years later, Martina's second album included a song that made Sheila feel like the singer was speaking to her directly.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old.
She has another new album out and a new song called Independence Day. They were playing the music video on TV in that restaurant, and I was just in shock watching that video on that TV screen.
Let freedom ring.
The video for Independence Day shows images of a young girl at a parade, intercut with scenes of domestic violence at home. By the end of the song, the house is on fire, the parents are gone, and the little girl is alone, being held back from the flames.
And I was beside myself because that was my story happening in that music video. It's just a really gripping video that is so extremely accurate about what it's like to live through domestic violence.
The song was Martina's first breakout hit, but it became something even greater for the singer and her fans.
That song really changed my life and my career, obviously. I grew up in a very small town in a rural community. I went to high school in a town of 200 people. I didn't even know there was really such a thing as domestic violence. It certainly was never talked about where I grew up. And when I heard Independence Day, I was just so angry and so passionate about that song. I mean, not angry about the song, but you know what I mean, the circumstances.
Keep in mind that all of this is happening during the early 1990s. The O.J. Simpson investigation and trial had captivated the nation. Households across the country had stared, transfixed by cops chasing the white Bronco down the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, and then all the courtroom drama that followed.
It was kind of at a time when domestic violence started making headlines. It was right around the same time that Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered. It all of a sudden became very topical, and so I started learning a lot about it. I started hearing a lot about people's stories, and then I started getting letters from women. It just started kind of as an awakening. You know, I just kind of woke up to the fact that this is a widespread problem, and I started realizing how deep it goes and how helpless these women feel at the hands of someone else. It just made me want to do something to change it.
Martina got involved as best she could. She began working with the National Network to End Domestic Violence and the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Meanwhile, back in Alabama, Sheila was working to make forward progress in her own life.
I graduated, and that was part of my breaking that cycle and leaving that whole kind of life behind. I went on and got married, and I've had a very happy and successful marriage with a beautiful child, me and my husband. It's never been like it was for the first 18 years of my life. I found a beautiful and wonderful world out there and a beautiful life.
Sheila started her career working in human resource management. She had become pretty successful when a new tragedy struck her and her family.
My husband had a very good friend who died of colon cancer back in 2008. And because of this traumatic event in our life, him losing one of his very best friends to cancer, I got involved in cancer causes. I started doing a lot of cancer volunteer work, fundraising walks, helping cancer patients, raising money, doing things like that. And eventually that led me to a career change. I went to work in cancer fundraising for a large nonprofit and just started this whole new career.
A few years later, Martina's music would touch Sheila's life yet again.
Cancer don't discriminate or care if you're just 38, but three kids who need you in their lives. Said, I know that you're afraid, and I am too. But you'll never be alone, I promise you. When you're weak, I'll be strong.
In 2011, when Martina released the song I'm Gonna Love You Through It, which was another story song that talked about a woman's struggle over something traumatic in her life, which was breast cancer. I realized that my favorite country music star was releasing a song that spoke about what I worked in.
I'm gonna love you through it.
I think if you've ever received a message in your life that you need to do something right now, this was one of those very times. It was almost like when I left home when I was 18, you know, it's like a message comes from the universe and slaps you in the face and says, you must take action. I said, I've got to do something. There was a breast cancer fundraising walk coming up later that year in Nashville, Tennessee, I decided that I would try to recruit a large team of Martinez fans to do this cancer walk with me in Nashville. So we started recruiting, I started recruiting fans from her fan club online.
Just as Martinez's songs resonated with her fans, Sheila's idea caught on with them as well. People from across the country and beyond traveled to Nashville to take part in this cancer walk.
The American Cancer Society had never seen anything like it. We raised the most money of any team signed up for that walk. And of course, we were making, I think, so much noise in the world that Martina heard about it. So it ended up that she couldn't be with us at the walk in Nashville. But what she did do was we had raised $11,000. She personally reached out and matched all of the funds that we raised, so it was $22,000. But what we were looking at that time was we had had such a tremendous response from fans around the country traveling to Nashville that I just knew that we were on to something special. We called it Team Martina back then because we were just uniting a bunch of Martina McBride fans. We didn't even see that back at that time that it was going to branch out to so many different causes besides cancer.
What other causes has it branched out to? Can you list some?
Domestic violence, cancer. There's a song about child abuse. That's what we've tried to do, is to take the lyrics of those songs and create projects based on the lyrics. For example, there's also a song, there's one called God's Will that speaks to disabled children. There's Concrete Angel. That one talks about child abuse. There's also one called Love's the Only House. And that's a really special song that talks about empathy.
All I could see was love's the only house, big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house, big enough.
So we've been able to craft projects like going into the kids' homeless shelter in Newark, New Jersey, and reaching out to those kids. That was a very Love's the Only House type of project, because that was a lot of people from different backgrounds in different parts of the country going and connecting with kids from the streets of inner city New Jersey in Newark, New Jersey.
The Newark event took place at Covenant House, a shelter for homeless children and teens. Sheila and 30 of Martina's fans went there to try and brighten the kids' day by throwing an ice cream party.
And in the middle of that, Martina walks in and talks to them, and she brought a big handful of concert tickets. And you have to understand, this was a sold-out concert with she and George Strait on one of the biggest country music tours of the year. But she had somehow, with her and the help of George, had somehow managed to get enough concert tickets to bring every kid and all of the staff in the shelter, it was about 70 people, back to the show with us that night.
What used to be Team Martina became Team Music is Love, and is Sheila's full-time job to make sure events like this happen as often as is realistically possible during Martina's tours. The singer's fans serve as volunteers at service projects, so by the time the day is over, they haven't just went to a show and heard their favorite songs. They've had an impact on the community where the concert took place. What is it about Martina McBride's fans that makes them want to take part in something like this?
I think they just feel so deeply. And I think her music does that for you. I think you can channel the feelings that her music gives you. And it makes you reflect. It makes you see the world differently. And I think that she has helped millions of people around the world to see themselves and see their struggles and other people's stories and struggles in a new light. She has definitely opened a lot of people's eyes with these songs. I think that her fan base is just that much more incredible in their nature and beautiful and so willing to help people. They're just a very special breed of people.
The organization's work has led to some special moments for the singer as well.
One of the most memorable ones for me was we threw a baby shower for the Covenant House in New York City. A lot of the young women there either have babies or are getting ready to have babies. We threw a big baby shower, and also a lot of diapers were donated. I was sitting there thinking how I felt when I was pregnant and how I got showered with love from my friends. And I had, I think, two baby showers for my first baby, and these girls had never really experienced anything like that. So for me, it was really great to meet them one-on-one. Some of them were very shy and didn't really know how to receive that. For me, that touched me really personally. And I got to meet some of the kids, the little children, and it was a really great day.
Team Music is Love also gave Sheila the opportunity to bring her own story full circle. In 2016, Martina's Love Unleashed tour stopped in Huntsville, Alabama, where Sheila lives today.
I was able to bring our local domestic violence shelter. The entire shelter was able to come to the show. And people may say, well, for all that they're going through, what good does a concert do them? And, you know, what my thoughts are on that is just like Independence Day for me. I know that one concert won't solve the world's problems, but I do know how powerful a song can be. I know that Independence Day became an anthem for me and a great source of comfort for me. When we're able to bring people from shelters to Martina's shows, you never know what the power of music, what that's going to do for their hearts and their minds. They can take something away from that that may inspire them, that may help them to overcome the struggle and the obstacles that they're facing. That one song can help them change their life.
Now Sheila and Team Music is Love are looking for local nonprofits that they can help on Martina McBride's upcoming tours. If you want to nominate a cause or an organization, you can do so by emailing Sheila at info@teammusicislove.com.
It may be working in a shelter or it may be doing a walk. It's always great when it's a cause that we can bring a group of fans into and bring as many people as we can because, you know, there's power in numbers and that we are able to connect people from around the country in these towns to help these causes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. Go to crazygoodturns.org to learn more about Martina, Sheila, and Team Music is Love. You can also submit your ideas for people or organizations we should feature on an upcoming episode. Stay connected with us between shows by following us on Facebook and Twitter at @crazygoodturns. Before we wrap up this episode, our team wanted to send one more reminder to check out the TIAA Difference Maker 100. The financial services firm TIAA is celebrating its 100th anniversary by recognizing 100 people who work for nonprofit organizations and are having a positive impact on the world with $10,000 to support the nonprofit organization through which they are making a difference. That's $1 million in donations to help difference makers like you keep up the good work. You, or someone you know, could receive one of those $10,000 awards. The program is accepting applications from now until June 12th. If you're part of a nonprofit organization, you can be entered for your chance to win by sharing your story at TIAADifferencemaker100.com. You can also recommend a friend, and they'll receive a chance to apply. Crazy Good Turns again congratulates TIAA on 100 years of helping those who do good do well, and encourages difference makers everywhere to share their stories at TIAADifferencemaker100.com. Our show is audio engineered by Stephen Key. Music supervision and mixing by Score in Los Angeles. A special thanks to Megan Basinger. I'm your host, Brian Sabin.
I've had a lot of Martina's fans come up to me and say, this is like my family. And I think that is such an important thing in the world that I feel that way about it and they feel that way about it. Martina feels that way about it. I would like to bring more people into that. I'd like to be able to spread that love.